Dictation for Amanda Vail, VS in Victor, AIL, November 21, 1996. We are going to address as a letter to Dr. Megan, M-E-G-A-N, Boyk, VS in Boy, O-Y-K, 8025955, and Dr. Venkatran, VS in Victor, E-N, K-A, TS in Today, R-A-N, 956-9157. Dear colleagues, consultation for Mrs. Vail, who has developed proteinuria. She has a history of lupus, apparently since age 15, but did not receive any specific treatment. She was recently admitted from March 17 to March 20 through Grand Rapids, Corewell, C-O-R-E-W-E-L-L, for intractable headaches, episodes of decreased consciousness, associated tinnitus, nausea, phono, P-H-O-N, phonophobia. From what I can see, the workup for the most part was negative. They did not document any seizure activity. An MRI of the brain with and without contrast, as well as an MR venous of the brain, was negative. She was placed on Depakote with improvement of her symptoms. They mentioned tachycardia. Was followed also by cardiology locally with Dr. Pacis, P-A-C-I-S. He mentioned a diagnosis of PATS, P as in Paul, O, T as in Today, S, based on the workup from Corewell, although this diagnosis was not used officially in the discharge diagnosis. Amanda can only tell me that her heart rate when she walked to the bathroom was like 160s. Although she was not symptomatic, she doesn't know for sure if the blood pressure was normal or elevated. Used to drink alcohol, but she's been sober for close to a year and a half. Also, no smoking and vaping anymore. She has not noticed presently lower extremity edema. Presently, no major headaches, denies nausea, tolerating diet, trying to put more calorie intake, protein, and trying to gain weight. She does has chronic arthritis. Recent lip biopsy shows some lymphocytic infiltrate, probably Sjogren's. No skin rash, bruises, no bleeding nose gums, no changes on eyesight, no pruritus, no dyspnea, no cough, no chest pain. Review system done extensively. Next paragraph, the past medical history in relation to lupus, Sjogren's, the recent tachycardia question, PATS, P-O-T-S, prior facial rash and photosensitivity, prior inflammatory changes, fingers, hands, feet, severe fatigue, neck pain, back pain. Next paragraph, surgery stands as adenoids and the lead biopsy. Next paragraph, report the side effects to Tylenol codeine, Benadryl. Next paragraph, present medications, Plaquenil, Prednisone, Depakote, Midodrine, Zofran, Tylenol. Next paragraph, other diagnosis, migraine, question focal seizures, anxiety. Next paragraph, no family history for kidney disease, but apparently for other inflammatory condition. Next paragraph, pressing weight 105, blood pressure 114/83, pulse 88, very pleasant, alert, oriented time 4, no respiratory distress, normal eye movements, no skin mucosal abnormalities, no palpable neck masses, carotid bruit, JBD, thyroid, respiratory cardiovascular normal, no abdominal distension, no edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries from May. Urine shows no blood, no protein, no bacteria, no white blood cells. Protein creatinine ratio, however, is elevated, 1.86, a month ago, 2.75. The recent lip biopsy. That shows the salivary gland with chronic inflammation. Lymphocytes. Normal glucose. Back in March, normal kidney function. BUN creatinine not elevated. Normal sodium potassium acid base. Normal albumin calcium liver testing, normal glucose, no anemia, normal platelet count, increase of neutrophils, I believe was already on steroids in the hospital, solumedrol and then oral. Double-stranded DNA is negative, CPK not elevated, prior C3 and C4 levels normal. Normal thyroid, 3T4 and 3T3. Also, a recent MRI angiogram of the head being negative. No aneurysm. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. There is a history of lupus, Sjogren, lip biopsy, salivary gland suggestive. She has developed proteinuria on the protein creatinine ratio. Notice, however, that the urine analysis shows no activity. The urine primarily measures albumin, protein creatinine ratio, all sources of protein. Notice that there is normal kidney function. This could be very well related to tubular proteinuria from Sjogren's disease. Lupus alone infrequently will cause an interstitial pattern without glomerular involvement. Another reason for this discrepancy between urine analysis and the protein creatinine ratio could be the degree of fluid intake that she's drinking because of the POTS, P-O-T-S. We are going to do a 24-hour urine collection as a gold standard to assess the degree of proteinuria. She already was placed on prednisone. We'll make final recommendations with those results. Next paragraph, I want to make a comment about her diagnosis of POTS, P-O-T-S. Dr. Pakis mentioned this as a diagnosis from hospital admission in Grand Rapids. The discharge summary, however, do not show this as a formal diagnosis. They only mention sinus tachycardia. So it's not clear to me if she meets all the criteria to call POTS. By definition, there is normal or elevated blood pressure, not low. That will not be POTS. She remains on midodrine. She's trying to gain weight. She's eating also more liquids and salt. Has followed with cardiology. Further recommendations to follow. End of dictation. This was prolonged visit. Reviewing records before and after encounter. Same day of visit. End of dictation.